So, do you have any big plans for Valentine's Day? Maybe you and your sweetheart want to take in a movie, and Hollywood has just the little bonbon for you. 50 Shades of Grey opens in theaters nationwide today. Universal Studios expects that massive crowds are going to flock to watch the blossoming of the dark romance between Anastasia Steele and Christian Grey. The crowds are also going to see Seattle. That famously steamy book is set here, and parts of the movie were filmed here as well. But will Seattleites even recognize our city as presented by an English author and a Hollywood studio? We sent Seattle writer David Schmader to a preview screening of the film to find out.
The crowd, it was definitely a scene, a party-ish scene. It was packed out. They made sure of that. And it's Seattle, so half of us were smudgy comfort people, but the other half looked awesome. People, there were party dresses and expensive looking haircuts and hot shoes and definitely a ladies' night out vibe.
This was a preview screening. This wasn't even the opening of the film.
Right. So there were a few press people and then just people who got themselves into a preview screening.
Seattle has a history in cinematic exposures, various films. So I'm curious, in this particular film, set in Seattle, filmed partially here, how much of the city do you actually see?
Tons.
Really?
Yes, and it looks like the city you know. It's nice. It helps that the main character, the man, Christian Grey, has a penthouse with marble floors that overlooks downtown. So, and from this movie, you would think that the Great Wheel has supplanted the Space Needle as the Get, because it's mostly him looking over the Great Wheel. But there is one crucial scene of the Space Needle that has a 12th man flag on, and it drew screams from the audience. So if it might have been light pandering, but well placed.
I'm kind of interested in the swanky penthouse with the marble floor. I'm sure that there are plenty of them. I don't think that when I think of Seattle. So is that sort of the sociological strata where this is set?
Definitely. The woman is from Portland, and she has unevenly cut bangs, and she works in a hardware store. So she is of one class, and he has a helicopter and marble floors and this penthouse, and he kind of imports her to this Seattle that feels very, definitely, it's not meant to be, he's supposed to be a one-of-a-kind person.
What do you think they got right about the city's vibe?
It's hard to say got right. It's they made a good choice in setting this kind of stormy interior story in a city that looks, it kind of infuses our natural habitat with this drama. They just use our kind of dampened down smart people all suffering under the gray mist and the fascinating things we do inside.
I'm talking with Seattle writer and Stranger columnist David Schmader about 50 Shades of Grey, and in specifically about how it portrays our city of Seattle on the big screen. As I mentioned earlier, this isn't the first Hollywood romance to be set in the city of Seattle. After Sleepless in Seattle, after Singles came out, there was a hubbub. What do you think we can expect after 50 Shades of Grey opens?
What I think will be the takeaway from this as far as pop culture and tourism, they take Christian Grey and Anastasia Steele, take a, stop laughing, Marcy Silman. They take a helicopter ride very early in their relationship, and he's manning the helicopter, and it's a great shot of the city, and it's this kind of turning point in their relationship where she's relinquishing a little power, but it's all still hopeful and promisey. And I think kind of the Seattle helicopter ride will be the major export of this.
You know, we have a zillion kinds of tours in this city. There are boat tours that go by the Sleepless in Seattle houseboat, the apartment house on Capitol Hill on 19th and John, where Singles was sort of set. E.L. James, who wrote the book 50 Shades of Grey, set it in a real-life building, the Escala, which is on 4th Avenue across from the Dahlia Lounge. So is that going to be the new 19th and John?
I think this will be – it's naturally positioned in the Ducks route, and I think that's as far as it'll go.
So bottom line, David Schmader, should we all rush out to see 50 Shades of Grey?
No, not everyone should rush out to see this movie, and plenty of people will think it's absolutely terrible, and lots of people will have a great time.
And we can all see a nice aerial view of our city. Thanks so much for coming by.
You're welcome.
Seattle writer David Schmader writes the Last Days column for The Stranger. 50 Shades of Grey opens in theaters nationwide and in Seattle today.